Chapter 8. Build Your Business and Grow Your Career. What to do next? You've gotten a job in the translation business or started your freelance business successfully. Are you set for life? Good to go? Absolutely not. Now it's time for you to direct your career and build your business, shepherding it along, so to speak. Otherwise, you and your career will never grow the way you'd like and hope. 6 mistakes translators make. As you begin to develop and expand your career, learn from other translators and do your best to avoid these career-stalling mistakes. Taking on too much work. Although it's hard to turn work down, if you take on more than you can handle, you'll split your energies. If you can't get all the work done in time, you potentially can let everyone down: yourself, your clients, and your clients' clients if you're working for an agency. And if you don't make your deadline, you may never see that client again. Remember, it's far easier to get a client than to win one back after you've lost them. Do yourself a favor. If you're getting so much work that you can't cover it all, consider getting a partner, hiring an assistant, or referring business to a trusted colleague. Your potential client will be grateful, as will the other translator. And if you're lucky, you'll get work from both in the future. Lack of cultural knowledge. If you lose familiarity with your target or source cultures, your translations will lose their native feel. A simple example of the importance of cultural knowledge is the word gypsy. Until the late 20th century, this was the most common way to refer to a specific ethnic group. It wasn't necessarily considered derogatory. Over time, this has come to be considered a prejudiced and stigmatizing slur, one that stereotypes the people it refers to. It's been replaced by the name Roma or Romani Romani to designate those people who speak the Romani language. Thus, the term gypsy is not considered a polite term in most contexts any longer. Would you know that if you hadn't stayed in touch with both your target and source language cultures? Perhaps, but perhaps not. In sum, languages and cultures are dynamic, so you must keep track of ongoing language changes. Just as in any other field, there are fashions in linguistic styles, phrases, and words. Always check trendy wording in the target language. Ask yourself whether you'll still like your translation in a few years or whether you'll wince with embarrassment. Reading newspapers and magazines and listening to the news are both useful ways to keep up to date. Not specializing. Just as in mistake number 2, you want to separate yourself from the herd of competent translators, some of whom can work considerably more cheaply than you can, and vaguely adequate machine translation programs. How do you do this? Simple. Specialize and pick your specialty carefully. For example, would anyone hire a bilingual mechanic to write up or translate a legal contract, even if he had terrific writing skills? Can you expect a literary translator to understand the terminology involved in documents from the mining industry? If, however, you have expertise in a specific technical field, specialize in it. Focus your efforts on improving your language skills and market your highly specialized translation expertise. This is all well and good, however, if you already have expertise in a specialty field. But what if you don't? Or what if you want to expand into a field that's in more demand than your current specialization? To render accurate translations, competent professional translators specialize in different fields of knowledge. A translator specialized in a certain field of knowledge can be a real asset to many translation companies or to companies in a certain industry. Sometimes technical expertise precedes linguistic skills, but the reverse can also be true. It often happens that linguistic skills come before technical specialization. If you already have language proficiency and you are planning to focus your efforts on specializing in a certain area, you need to take some steps. Think of a promising area corresponding to your personal interests. This way, the process of learning new information is easy and pleasant. Make a plan about the way you will invest your time, effort, and money. Think of all the possible sources of information you can use, such as professional associations and publications, specialized glossaries and dictionaries, trade shows, recognized specialists, fellow translators, companies and annual reports, etc. Take translation courses that focus on the industry you have chosen. Make a plan about the way you will build your new skills. Try to get to know a specific field of business better. seek out ways to look at it from the inside and become familiar with it. Your target field will then know about you and will be more positive about the possibility of using your services. If you are interested in a certain field and have some amateur knowledge in it, devote some time and money to extra training. Stretching the truth. Don't claim expertise you don't possess. It's perfectly acceptable to branch into a new area or specialty, but let the client know. In fact, give them a discount rate to help you learn as you earn, so to speak. They'll be grateful for the lower price, and you'll probably get more work in that field in the future. Moreover, if you've only done a couple of projects in a specialty or language, don't claim to be an expert. If you can't live up to your billing, you damage your reputation and potentially put your client in a bad light. Forgetting about your community. So many translators focus solely on getting their work online. Yet most major cities have businesses that need translation services. And for these local brick-and-mortar businesses, the fact that you are local will often be a huge advantage for you. Look in the yellowbook.com, visit your Chamber of Commerce, and build a list of the top 20 to 30 companies in your city that could use translation services. Then contact them and see if you can develop a provider relationship. It may take some nurturing, but local businesses will often pay much better than online agencies, which can pull from a pool of translators from across the globe. Resting on your laurels. Translating is a dynamic, actively growing field. Keep your career in motion by continuing to learn. Take courses or webinars, go to conferences or online meetings, read articles in journals about translation and about your specialty field or fields, read translation blogs, widen your knowledge of the world, learn about new software, get a certification, etc. How to boost your career. Whatever a translator's achievements are, there is always room for improvement. Are you looking to increase your list of clients? Or maybe your workload is adequate, but you yearn to work on topics that are more inspiring to translate. Or perhaps you're finding that managing projects fascinates you, in which case you may want to consider becoming a PM, project manager. Or perhaps your workload has grown so large on a regular basis that you need to consider adding a partner or partners, hiring an assistant, or becoming a small agency. Before trying to boost your translation career, clearly define in your mind exactly what you want. The following are some steps, ideas, and thought processes to consider. Add extra services if you have the skills. For example, one way to expand your business is to offer notarized or certified translations. A notarized translation is a translation that is signed and dated by the translator in the presence of a notary public. It is the official translation of documents that are required by public authorities for official and/or legal purposes. Each country and many states have their own laws on notarized translations. As a general rule of thumb, although a non-notarized or non-certified translation may allow the translator to have somewhat of a personalized approach to the target text in order to make it more readable to the target readership, with notarized translations, the translated text should stay as close to the source text as possible. Nevertheless, notarized translations should not be word for word if that produces an obscure meaning. A translation that is notarized carries the authenticated signature of the translator authorized to sign it, and the signature of a notary public witnessing the signature, accompanied by an impression of his or her official notary seal. A notary public makes no representation as to the accuracy of the translated document content. The translator bears legal responsibility for the accuracy of a translation, usually by certifying a target language translation as a true and correct translation of the source text. In general, in order to be accepted by the courts and/or public authorities, notarized translations must include a statement written by the translator certifying the correctness of the translated text vis-à-vis the source text, together with a signature and/or seal. Phrases such as official translation, certifying the correctness of the translation, certifying word-by-word compliance of the translation, etc., may or may not be officially recognized certification clauses, depending on the laws in force in a given jurisdiction. Caveat: in many jurisdictions, when a translation is notarized or certified, Any deliberate or unintended error in the translated text that changes the meaning of the source text makes the translator legally responsible for any consequences arising from such an error. Therefore, translators should carefully check their translation before they sign it in the presence of a notary. Specialization can significantly advance your career if you have a field in which you can focus. The more you specialize in the field, the greater your translation accuracy. Specialization will enable you to work faster, as you will not have to waste time decoding the meaning of terminology. This will increase your productivity, hence your revenues. Marketing is a good tool to find work. Design and upload your website, start your blog, garnish your portfolio with a list of interesting projects and high-profile clients you have had, with their permission, of course, and make your pricing principles clear to let your future clients understand the cost of your services. Speaking of marketing, whenever possible, ask your clients if you can use them as references, assuming your clients are satisfied with your work, of course. Education in the translation industry is a never-ending process. There is always another level of knowledge for you to obtain. To become a better translator, consider completing a translation certification program, live training seminar, language studies course, or workshop. In general, customers will have more confidence in assigning their job to those who are better trained or are certified translators, as a certificate is evidence of a translator's training. Also, translators holding university degrees can appear more trustworthy to customers, as such training is evidence of a reliable linguistic background. Experience as a translator is another important factor for a customer who needs to invest in translation services. Well-organized resumes and portfolios are a good tool for translators to attract customers. How can you build your resume? Start with education and/or a certification, add some pro bono work and/or an internship, and then dip your toes into your new field. Learning or gaining expertise in a specialized or technical field is something that clients in certain industries or services demand. Mastering specialized terminology is of utmost importance here, so that clients can use the translations that they've paid for. With increasingly fierce competition and the world getting smaller through globalizing markets and communications, a growing number of businesses invest major resources in conveying their messages to customers in foreign markets. Good translation service providers enable a much more effective commercial communication. As a result, the translation industry is experiencing rapid growth, which by no means undermines the importance of highly professional translation performance, with a special focus on quality and detail. Translators and agencies able to prove they can perform up to their customers' expectations can be highly successful. Passion is contagious. If you lack passion for your job, change your job as soon as you can. Passion triggers enthusiasm, which attracts clients. A positive attitude about the work you are doing is a key to success. Try to improve in some way on a daily basis. You can improve your typing skills, your vocabulary, your command of terminology, your ability to communicate with clients, your marketing skills, your translation tools, etc. Networking within the community is very important. You can become a member of a translation association, visit translation community websites, participate in community events, do volunteer work, and so on. Never forget that networking is part of promoting your services and your business. Cooperate with other agencies. Share subcontractors with them and negative information on providers or clients. Discuss trends. Sharing strengthens your industry's community. At the same time, if you spend all your time being active in the online translation community, you won't get your own work done. Choose to spend more time there when you have idle periods, or else discipline yourself to a specific number of minutes each day. Ethics are fundamental to every human activity, including business. Follow the golden rule: do unto others as you would have others do unto you. Do not undermine other people's business. Do not malign your colleagues gratuitously. Do not cheat clients. Take on only projects within your field of knowledge and expertise. Do not mislead colleagues. Do not forget to support and help your peers. Do not change the meaning in your translation without the client's agreement. Do not avoid informing your clients about errors you have detected in their texts or your translations. do not disclose proprietary information, and so on. Cooperation makes business easier. If you see that you will not meet a deadline, subcontract part or the entire project to a trusted colleague. If a colleague needs a subcontractor, give a helping hand and be that subcontractor if you have the skills. Or what if you know terminology that someone needs for his or her work? Don't act like it's a trade secret. Help out by sharing it. And if a client is not a reliable payer, inform the community. A career is a process and a project in progress. It may come to a standstill for a moment, but you can and must drive it to where you want to go next and to wind up where you want to be. As with most road trips, you need your map. Sit and think of everything you do and do not do and see what changes you need to make. Finally, a career that isn't moving is a career that risks stalling and dying, much like the great white shark. Be like the shark and stay in motion. Free bonus video content. Our team recorded a video on the topic of how to start a translation agency business. This video was originally produced as one of the 50 video modules for the Certified Translation Professional, or CTP, program. But you can watch it for free by typing the following into your web browser. translatorcertification.com/video8/. Review questions. Question 1. What are the 6 mistakes translators make? Answer. Resting on their laurels. Stretching the truth. Taking on too much work. Forgetting their community. Lack of cultural knowledge. And not specializing. Question 2. Name at least 3 things you might want to do to increase the amount of business you do. Answer. Add a specialization, add extra services, pursue continuing education, and network. Question 3. True or false? Client referrals are always important. Answer. True. Question 4. What is the golden rule, and how does it apply to a translator? Answer. Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. Treat your clients, competitors, colleagues, and business community well. Don't slander or badmouth. Don't be obnoxious. Help where you can. Don't cheat your clients or your suppliers. Pay your debts on time, and don't mislead others. Question 5. What is a notarized translation? Answer. A translation that has been brought to a notary public, who verifies whatever aspects of the translation a notary public is legally allowed to verify in that part of the world, and then stamps it with an official seal. Question 6. True or false? Continuing education is very important for a translation professional. Answer. True. Question 7. How important is it to grow your business or career? Answer. Very important. The maxim is that a business that isn't growing is dying. Question 8. What's a PM, and why should a translation professional know about this term? Answer. Project manager. A translation professional who contracts with an agency or works for one will probably be dealing with project managers, and at some point a translator may be interested in becoming a PM as the next career step. Question 9. Is specialization worth the time and effort involved? Answer. Absolutely. Question 10. Name 5 ways to promote your business. Answer. Network with colleagues online and offline, do pro bono work, add a blog, update or improve your website, get client referrals, and more.